If we would like to define error, today's gospel reading would give us a very great definition, is to miss the mark. St. Mark reminds us that Jesus was going toward Jerusalem to hand himself over at expiation for our sin, to die for us. Yet his own 12 disciples missed the whole point, the whole purpose, and all they care about was that who was going to sit on the left and who was going to sit on the right. At times too, in the church, especially in the day of social media, we now have celebrity priests and celebrity Catholics whom we follow and take their words as if it's gospel. And this is where St. Ignatius teaches us and reminds us that the devil is in the details. We can speak all the right things, do all the right things, invoke all righteousness, but it is humility that distinguishes us whether we're following God's will or we are serving our own selves. The devil can speak all the truth or what seemed to be the truth, but to be self-serving. And only those who are truly humble in following God's will and through their humility and through their obedience to the will of God could truly show the life-giving gift, the gift of their very own self because of the love of God. In an age where it's so easy for us to be on the internet or on social media or on all these platforms and to get our voice heard, are we preaching the words of Christ? And are we bringing people to Christ? Or are we advocating some type of social, political, or personal agendas? It's very important for us then to remember that Jesus came to serve and not to be served. Jesus said very clearly today, "It shall not be so among you. The greatest shall be the least and last of all." And those who seem to be small and insignificant is the beloved and are dear to God. Those who are seeking power think very highly of themselves, and they cannot bear to be laughed at. And that's why St. Philip Neri today teaches us a very paradoxical example. He's the patron saint of jokester, prankster, and laughter. He used pranks or laughter not as a way to humiliate people, but to teach them humility, to go against their pride, to go against melancholy by laughing, to know that there's joy in the Lord even when life gets hard. But most important of all, to know that we're all human beings. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. We all have our limitations. The greatest gift to contradict pride or self-serving agenda is to be able to laugh at ourselves when we make mistakes, to take things lightly, and to know that we always have joy in the Lord. St. Philip taught us all of that. But most important of all, he taught us what it means to live for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the ignored, and those who are living on the very fringes of our society. If you ever go to Rome, go outside of Vatican City, and as soon as you cross over a bridge, you walk down a straight line and just ask any Roman, where is the Chiesa Nuova, or translated at the new church. It's not really new, it's like 600 years old, but they still nickname it the new church. And there you will find the incorruptible body of St. Philip Neri laying there. But what's more important than that, Chiesa Nuova, or where St. Philip Neri relics and body lies, you will see the greatest gift of the church, the homeless people. They all sleep around there. They sleep in front of the church, and they sometimes sleep inside the church. Everyone is welcome there, no matter if they have money or not. Everyone is welcome there because they can always find a home in the church, not because of what they can give, not because of how powerful they are, not because of how righteous they are, but because of how genuinely they want to follow the Lord. So St. Philip Neri teaches us that by being humble, by being true, by being faithful to the Lord. Let us remember not only to draw powerful, prestigious, or likable people to ourselves, but to draw everyone to the Lord so that they can know Him, love Him, and to follow Him instead of following us. Jesus said to us very clearly today that the cup that He will have drunk, we will have to drink. The cup of sacrifice, the cup of salvation, the cup of expiation, and the cup of that love that outpours on the cross for us, the same cup we will receive every time we go to the Eucharist. May St. Philip Neri and the Lord teach us what it truly means not to miss the mark, miss the point, but what it means to lay down our lives for the love of all.